The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Now, please eat your breakfast. The school bus will be here and you won't be ready, dear. Daddy. Dear, would you say something to Betsy?
What?
Would you please speak to your daughter?
Speak to my daughter? What do you want me to say?
Well, get it. Eat your breakfast, dear.
Oh, Betsy, come on. I'll eat something.
I am. Well, it certainly is fun to have breakfast with you two. You're buried in the paper and Betsy reads the cereal boxes.
Hey, 6 box tops and 25 cents, Mommy. I'm getting magic ring.
Well, magic ring is you don't eat your toast now. Come on, see.
It's cold.
Well, it wasn't cold. Now, hurry up.
This is George Burnett, the general manager of the furniture company. Mm-hmm. Jerry's only 24.
Father owns it. Mm. He's just waiting to get promoted. Oh, speaking of furniture, do you know Doris hasn't brought back Betsy's baby bed?
She hasn't?
No, it makes me kind of mad. That was 2 weeks ago that I called her, wasn't it?
I thought she said she loaned it to somebody else.
She did, and that's what made me so mad. After all, I was rather hesitant to let her take it. Then to turn around and loan it to somebody else. I'm a lot of nerve. Well, she said she'd get it back for me right away, and she never has. She hasn't even called back.
Well, I tell you, the minute you lend something, that's when the trouble starts.
Think I should call her again?
Why not?
Yeah. I hate to, you know.
I don't know why you should hate to. It's our bed.
It's my bed.
Yes, it's your bed. But I know you want to let the new baby use it, don't you? Hmm?
I don't know.
Well, when your new little brother or sister arrives, you're going to be so happy. It'll be such fun to have a baby around. You know what I think I'll do?
What?
I think I'll call Doris right now before you go to work and tell her you want to pick the bed up after work tonight.
Look, they borrowed it. Seems to me they could bring it back.
Well, I know it, but they don't. And I've got to begin getting the baby things lined up, supposing it arrives early and we have no bed.
Yeah, well, okay. Call it then, because I got to get to work.
Seems to me all you talk about lately is your new baby.
Why, darling, it's your new baby, too. Daddy and I planned it just for you, and you're going to love the baby.
Maybe.
Well, I better call Doris.
Say, what's your definition of summertime fun? Is it a mountain retreat far from the madding crowd? Is it the beach where there's plenty of madding crowd? How about a cool stream where they bite like crazy? Or do you go for the open road, new sights, new locales, and rolling countryside? Well, those are all popular definitions of summertime fun. Maybe yours is different, but here's something that's bound to be true. You can't go anywhere where radio can't take along. Whether it's the radio in your car, a portable on your shoulder, or a table model balancing on the rustic fence, radio can join in your summer fun and add a liberal dose of extra fun for good measure. There's a never-ending variety of entertainment and a great big family of stars here to serve you on CBS Radio day or night, no matter where you roam. So make sure radio is part of your summer fun. Take CBS Radio's network-sized entertainment with you when you go and when you return. It's the way to be extra sure that pleasure attends you wherever you happen to be.
Yes, that's right. Well, I'm calling about the baby bed that belongs to us, and Doris Walker loaned it to you. Well, I'm sorry. It belongs to us.
Well, I tell you, it's the last time we let anybody borrow something.
Well, Mrs. Edwards, we would like it back today, and my husband will pick it up after work. Now, just a second. What time, dear?
About 5:30.
Well, he'll pick it up about 5:30. Well, just leave it in the front hall, then, and he can just go in and pick it up. Number 15, Andrew Jackson Lane. Yes. All right. Thank you very much.
Boy, I tell you, all this phone. Look at the time.
Well, I had to call Doris, dear. Then I had to call this Edwards woman, and was she unpleasant?
Why should she be unpleasant?
Well, she acted as though Doris gave her the bed, and when I said it was our bed, Doris couldn't possibly have given it to her. She, you know, very annoyed.
Golly, some people.
Well, she acted as though it was terribly inconvenient to have the bed picked up today. Well, I just said you'd be there, you know.
All right, okay. Now, where is it?
It's in that development on the other side of town, number 15 Andrew Jackson Lane. Here, I've written it down.
Well, then, I ought to be able to remember that. 15 Andrew Jackson Lane.
Streets are named after presidents. They kind of wind around, so don't lose your way. It's a red house with white shutters.
I'll find it.
Rather pretty development. The house is awfully nice.
And the woman's name is Edwards, is that right?
Yes, but she said right at 5:30 she might not be there. However, she's going to leave the front door open, and the bed will be right in the front hall. right inside the door, said Judith.
All right, okay, boy. I love the way people just borrow your things and let somebody else take them. And then you got to be the one who tracks them down and has to go and get them back.
I saw it.
I mean...
Well, at least we'll have it. Have you got it straight?
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
No, here, take the name and address so you have it out.
Okay, okay.
And try not to be late tonight, dear. There's a PTA meeting and I'm planning an early dinner. We'll eat just as soon as you get home.
All right, I'll be here by 6.
Betsy, wash your hands and get ready to come to the table. Daddy just drove in. Hi, dear. Did you pick up the bed?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, don't take it out of the car now. Dinner's ready, and I'm putting things right on the table. Betsy.
I'm here.
Oh, did you wash your hands?
I washed them before.
Let me see them. Go wash them again, and you soap.
Oh, hi.
Hi, dear.
Hello, Daddy.
Well, how's my girl?
Fine. How's my boy?
How's your boy? Oh, your boy's just fine. Hey, give me a... Hey, pretty nice girl we got, huh, Mommy?
Oh, I sort of like her. I'd like her better if she'd wash her hands with some soap, though.
All right, run along, baby, and get your hands washed with soap.
Have any trouble picking up the bed?
Well, it wasn't ready to go, wouldn't you know?
Oh, no. What do you mean?
Well, I found the place all right, 15 Andrew Jackson Lane. I walked up, I rang the bell, no answer. Front door was wide open.
And no bed in the hall?
No.
Oh, really?
I was so darn mad. Well, I checked the address again, you know, number 15, made sure I had the right house.
Sure.
They all look alike, you know. Well, I walked in. I kept calling for Mrs. Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said, wasn't it? Nobody was there, so I looked at the end of the hall. There was the baby's room, the baby bed still standing there.
Oh, well, it makes you wonder about people, doesn't it? Well, wash your hands, dear. Dinner's ready. I've just got to fix some
stuff. Well, wait a minute. So I went in. The baby bed was all made up. She hadn't even taken the thing apart. I had to take the bedding off, take the mattress and cart that out to the car.
Yeah.
And came back in. I had to fold the bed up, drag that through the house, out to the car.
Honestly, well, I wondered what had happened. It's nearly 6:30.
Well, she didn't have it ready for me. And what's more, you should see it.
Why?
Seems to me that bed was in pretty good condition, wasn't it?
Why, it looked brand new. That's one reason I hated to let Doris borrow it. You never know how people are going to take care of things.
You were right. You should see it now.
What's the matter?
Well, it's all scratched up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the kids have drawn on with crayons. The paint is peeling off on the
lawn.
Yeah, it looks as though they've been left out in the rain or something.
Oh, no. That just makes me sick. Why don't people take care of things?
Well, they don't, I guess.
Gee, that makes me mad. Going out and take a look at it.
Yeah, wait a minute. It's in the back end, which, of course, kept flying up and down all the way home, so I had to stop and get something to tie it down.
No. Well, if it's badly damaged, I'm certainly going to call Doris up and tell her what I think.
Yeah, wait, I'll show you. Why bother? Look, nothing she'll do about it anyhow. Just let it be a lesson to us, that's all. Wait a minute. Just let me do it. Just a second. Let me get the rope untied.
Yeah, all right. Betsy! Get the phone, will you, dear?
There. There we are.
What?
What's the matter?
Why, that's not Betsy's baby, Bill.
What?
Why, no, dear. It couldn't be. Her bed was pink.
Blue,
I know blue. That's for boys. We had a girl.
I know we had a girl.
Well, don't you remember the furniture company held up sending the bed out until we found out whether Betsy was... Oh, never mind all that. This isn't our bed anyhow, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
Betsy's bed had bunny rabbits on it. This has dogs.
Mommy!
Oh, I don't understand how
Mommy!
You just... Yes, yes, what is it, dear?
Some lady's on the phone and she wants to know where you're going to put up the bed.
What?
What have you done, dear?
I don't know.
You've gone into the wrong house.
Well,
you must have just walked in and folded up somebody's baby bed and discarded it at home.
No, look, I had the right address, 15 Andrew Jackson Lane. What you said?
Yes?
You had a red house with white shutters.
Mommy, why don't I tell the lady?
I'll come in and talk to her, Betsy. We'll leave dinner in the oven. We better drive straight back and find the house you took this bed from.
Here we are. I turned around, came right down this street. See, there you are. Look, number 15.
Yeah.
Red house with white shutters.
That's
see?
Right.
Well.
15. Well, let's get out and see if this is where the Edwards live.
Yeah.
Can I come,
No, darling. You stay in the car, Betsy.
The houses all look alike around here, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
There's number 15. Yeah. See the number right over the front door?
That's right.
The signpost on the corner?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. That says Andrew Johnson Lane.
Well, what?
This is Andrew Johnson Lane, dear, not Andrew Jackson.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
What did you do? Just walk right in this house and make off with the bed?
And nobody saw you, nobody said anything?
What is it? There wasn't anybody home.
Well, there's somebody home now. I can see somebody in the front hall. She's on the phone. Come on, dear. We'd better explain.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Is there a baby in the house? It's easy to tell. Because where there's a baby, you'll find such things as doll-sized clothes, cuddly toys, and special food for baby, too. And, Mother, it's very special food indeed when it's Beechnut Baby Food from Beechnut Babyland. You see, Beechnut Babyland is a very special place. A place where worlds of love and care are concentrated on just one thing, the finest food for babies. Like Beechnut's five delicious baby cereals. So rich in vitamins, minerals, and proteins, they're extra nourishing and extra nice. Each Beechnut baby cereal is pre-cooked for special smoothness and flavor. Look for Beechnut baby cereals in the big picture book packages and treat your baby to all the goodness of Babyland. Get Beechnut, the most babied foods in the world.
Gone 10 minutes. And I came over to the baby and I walked into his room and the bed was gone. No, nothing else seems to be taken, but I'm just frantic. I mean, when I see there's some burglar just walking in. Shall I call the police?
Police?
Excuse us.
Oh, how pretty. John Harris, some people at the door.
We couldn't help overhearing as we came up the wall. I'm afraid my husband made a mistake. You needn't worry about the baby bed, I mean.
What do you mean? What do you know about it?
Well, my husband here was supposed to pick up one at 15 Andrew Jackson Lane. He got the address wrong.
Well, it was a red house with white shutters, so with the houses all looking pretty much alike around here, I'm afraid I made a mistake.
The houses do not look alike around here.
Oh, they don't look alike. What I mean is...
We put a screen porch on ours, and we have a picket fence, and we put in four blue spruce trees. I certainly don't think our house looks like everyone else's house.
Look, I'm very sorry.
And what did you do? Just walk right in and take my baby there?
Look, I just explained.
You're terribly sorry.
Sorry? Well, I've been nearly wild. The idea. Just walking in a person's house. I'll call the police.
Well, now, we've brought the bed back. We had it in the car.
Well, if it's scratched up, you'll certainly pay for it. Really? The nerve of some people.
Well,
and I'll thank you to bring it back to my house at once.
Come on.
We'll bring it right in.
Really? Can you imagine the nerve in some people? This man apparently just walked in and took it. Then he had the nerve to say, our house looks like all the other houses.
Well, darling, you can't blame her, dear, for being upset.
I'm not blaming her, but believe me, the next time anybody asks to borrow anything of ours...
Yes, well, come on, hurry up now. We've still got to pick up our bed at the Edwards'. She's having company. She doesn't want the bed standing in the front hall, and you can't blame her.
I'm not blaming her either. All I said was the next time anybody asks to borrow...
Oh, never mind that. Come on now, dear, before she calls the police.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Mary Loam, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Ness, inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door. ¶¶